While deploring what he called the politically motivated arrest of Yukos chairman Mikhail Khodorkovsky, Swedish economist Anders Oslin gives the Russian government high marks on economic policy. The country has enjoyed rapid economic growth for 5 consecutive years, a pace that's expected to continue. Mr. Oslin, the Russia economic expert at Washington's Carnegie Endowment, says Russia has become a competitive market economy. He calls the imposition of a 30% flat rate income tax a splendid reform.
There's also been a substantial judicial reform. We don't know how it works as yet, but at least it has been legislated. We are seeing big reforms of natural monopolies underway in the electricity and railway sector in particular.
What has not yet happened, says Mr. Oslin, is development of the small business sector. IMF economist David Owen, the co-author of a new book entitled Russia Rebounds, says President Vladimir Putin's goal of doubling per capita incomes within 10 years is attainable.
It's not unrealistic. It does, though, as I implied in my presentation, require a continuation of strong macroeconomic policies and an intensification of structural reforms in many areas.
Alexei Mozhin, Russia's representative on the IMF executive board, says a major problem facing Russia is the public perception that the oligarchs who dominate business activity are not perceived as legitimate owners.
And that's a huge problem because in a situation when the largest owners in the country are not seen as legitimate owners, whose ownership rights are being questioned for good or bad reason, but they're being questioned by the great majority in the society, the very concept of ownership rights, protection of ownership rights, becomes a sort of elusive.
This ownership problem, says Mr. Mozhin, will continue to haunt the Russian economy. The oligarchs, a handful of very rich business leaders, obtained state assets under questionable circumstances in the mid-1990s. Mr. Oslin describes the arrest of oil baron Mikhail Khodorkovsky as an ominous signal that the security services close to President Putin are becoming more influential. He's also distressed by the clampdown on the independent media and the increasing state control of the oil and gas sectors that are Russia's principal wealth-creating industries. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.